Okay, good morning, Masechet Yoma Daf Kaf Hei. I'm going to start at the bottom of Kaf Dar Amud Bet. And the shiur today is Le'ilu Nishmat Et Rachel Bat Yaakov Koppel, Zichron Adi Vracha. That's Michael's grandmother for 30th Yortzat. So we're now in the middle of Machloket Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshet. Whether during the Pais they were wearing Big Day Chol, or Big Day Kodesh. Right? So Rav Sheshet says Big Day Kodesh. And Rav Nachman says Big Day Chol. Now just if you take a half a second, you look at the start, the Rabbeinu Chanan at the end, he says over here, Rachman Big Day Chol. I mean, and he proves where he says it from. V'alfa gal v'dachi de Rav Nachman, kevan de isurahi, ke Rav Sheshet mok minala, ke dekam nan hilchotek Rav Sheshet. Just like we know there's a machloket between Rav and Shmuel, we say that in Isurim, aloha kirak Rav, and Imam aloha kirak Shmuel, so too in Isurin, a machloket Rav Sheshet, Rav Sheshet's the boss. Okay, that's also something worth knowing, worth writing it down. Machloket Rav Sheshet in Bisura, here's a machloket with him. I imagine Rav Sheshet maybe in Rav, wouldn't be the same, right? But I mean, in his generation, Rav Sheshet, Rav Nachman, machloket like Rav Sheshet in Isurin. See, other machloket, that's the Isur of Isurin, it's not Mamonot. See how the argument will be basically in favor of Rav Sheshet. So we can already see that Rav Sheshet said with Big Day Kodesh. We now know the halacha is that it will be that the pais with the maskana will be that the pais was done Big Day Kodesh. But now we're going to see proofs of how we can estimate whether it was Big Day Kodesh or Big Day Chol. Rav Nachman says Big Day Chol. Why? Yeah, my Big Day Kodesh. Ike balezo. We saw this yesterday that we have tough guys who can't bounce you out the way. So Rav Nachman says, it can't be, it must be that they're doing Big Day Chol, so that if a guy won the pies, they have to then go and get dressed and then come and do the job. If he was already dressed, he could just go and bounce somebody out the way and go and do the job. Rav Sheshet said, no, Big Day Kodesh, why do you have Big Day Chol? Agam Chavuta and Mikru Avdim, this we got up to yesterday. Rav Sheshet said, no, it's obviously Big Day Kodesh. Why? Because the E, Amar Big Day Chol, they're going to be so excited about the job, they're going to come and do the work, and they end up doing the work with Big Day Chol. Okay, so that's where we get up to. So now each one of them brings a proof for what they want to say. So I'm Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, Mina'a minela. Where do I know that it's Big Day Chol? How do I know Big Day Chol? He says, Ditnan. We've got a Mishnah. Right, in Masechet Tamid. And that's where the Ikar of this all takes place. Well, this, everything we're seeing over here now, really. The Ikar of here is there. The Gemara's are there. So he says there, Ditnan, Misarun Chazanin. They would hand over these guys to the Chazanim. Yeah, the Chazanim rushes the Shamashin, like the orderlies there in the Beit HaMikdash. Vayu mafshitin otan et Big Day Hen. They would then undress them. Vayu hayu menichin alein ele michnasayim bilvad. And they left them only in their pants. So Rav Nachman says it must be that they were in Chol, because they handed them over to Chazanim. And they would dress them, right, undress them, and let them be only in their pants. So Gemara says, like this, my love, Be'otan Shezachu Lepayis, isn't that that Mishnah that we just quoted now from Masechet Tamid speaking about these guys that have just finished the Pais? We're not sure which Mishnah was. The Mishnah says, Mesarun Lechazanim, Avim Afshilotan, Yibig Deimelu, Yibig Deimelu, Yibig Deimelu, Yibig Deimelu, Yibig Deimelu, Yibig Deimelu, what's that Mishnah speaking? The Mishnah speaking about the guys who wanted the Pais, right? And they were in their chul clothes. Look at Rashi, Avim Afshilotan, Ayu mafshitin Big Day Kodesh shehefisu bahen. He says, my love, botan shezachu lepayis. Right? And if they were the ones that were zoche to the pais, so what's going on over here? That the kohanim who had won the pais now had to get undressed, take off their chol clothes, and go and get dressed to start doing the avodah. So Rav said, Amar Rav Huna, but Rav Yehuda, Amar Shai said, lo, can't be, that's not the case. It's Bo'otan Chelo Zachu Lepayis. It's those that didn't win the Pais. Right, look at Rashi. Hayu Rashi Big Day Kodesh, Shavisu Bahen. And now that's that Rashi makes sense. These are the Kohanim that didn't win the Pais. Now they're taking off their Big Day Kodesh. They came all dressed up for the ceremony. They were expecting to do Avodah. They came in their Big Day Kodesh. They didn't manage to win the Pais. Now they're getting undressed. They went to Big Day Chol. No need for them at the moment. Because not only the Kohanim who win the stuff are going to start doing the jobs. These guys can go get into their chol jobs. I don't know, they sit around waiting until they're called, whatever the case was. And Gemara said like this. It even makes sense. I'm not sure the Shavuhuna Barab Yehuda Amar Shesh is talking now, but the Gemara says it makes more sense. Why do you say that about Tanche Zachu Lepayis? Because what do we say over here? The Shamashin undressed them and left them only in their pants. Right? They're wearing their pants only. Says the Isak Datach Bo Tanche Zachu Lepayis. If you think that it's those that won the lottery, Lo Hayu Menichin Alehin Ere Michasan Bilvad. Were they going to stay around only in their clothes? Were they doing only in their clothes?
Pants.
Right, I mean their pants. Thank you, in their pants. Look at Rashi over here. Disagadatach botan shizachu, veivshitazo bigdechol, and what are they taking off? You think now that it's, he says, disagadatach botan shizachu, there's one that won, and you want to tell me, Rav Nachman, that they won the lottery while they were in bigdechol? Right, that's what you want to say. So look what's going on over here. Look at Rashi. Vavshata zo big dechol, and then I take them to big dechol. Lahal bishan big dechol, in order to dress them into big dechodesh. Uketani, what are we reading that Mishnah? Lo ayu menichin alev, ele michnas echol, they're wearing their pants. So now the Mishnah says only wearing their pants. Rashi adds in, now obviously you're telling me that they did it in chol, so they now are getting undressed from their big dechol, and what they're leaving on, their pants. Right? So what you want to say is that they started getting dressed on the upper part of their body in Big Day Kodesh while they remained in their Big Day Chol pants. And after they had had their clothes on the top, their Kodesh clothes, and then they would take off their pants and change their pants. What you want to say to me is, Rav Nachman, they did the pious in the Big Day Chol. They got undressed, left on the Big Day Chol, and now they won the pious. They're going to get into Big Day Kodesh to go do the Avoda. They're now getting dressed. They put their kutonet on and the whole thing, and now they're taking off their Big Day Chol pants and putting on their Big Day Kodesh pants. In other words, the last thing they're putting on is the pants. But how can that be? Look back in the Gemara. Va'atanya minayin, it's a Gemara, we learned this already. We had midobad, remember? We said the first thing that they put on is their pants. So you can't dress a kohen from head down. You can dress him from toe up. Right? Talmud lomar, u'bikasevad, yobesaro. So you can't, it doesn't work that if that Mishnah is talking about Zachu or Lo Zachu, that they were in Big Day Chol, and now they're getting into Big Day Kodesh because it's impossible they left the pants on and only put their Kodesh pants on last. They're going to put their Kodesh pants on first. So it doesn't work. Ve'idach. So Gemara says, now, so how does Rav Nachman answer you on this one? Rav Nachman says, no, they were wearing Big Day Chol. So ha lo kashi se lo kashi. Hachi ketani. Ad she'odan alem Big Day Chol. Ma'bishin otan michnasei Kodesh. What does he say? Look at Rashi. Kadesh lo yamdu arumim keshiv shitum. He says that while they were actually done, while they still got their Big Day Chol on them, they put on Big Day Kodesh. Vayu mafshitin oto Big Day Chol. Velo ayu menichin el michnasayim bilvad. So he says, no, you got it wrong. They were left, they were wearing Big Day Chol. They would take off their Big Day Chol pants, put on Big Day Kodesh pants, and then get undressed to be just in their pants. So they were in Big Day Chol, but when the Mishnah says they left them in Michnasayim Bilvad, it means Michnasayim Kodesh. So Amar Rav Shesha, now we asked already on the previous Amar, we said, Amar Rav Nachman Minam, where did Rav Nachman get it from? And he said, Masun Lechazanim. And then we had a go between Rav Nachman and Rav Shesha, and each one could actually sort out how that Mishnah worked for them. So now the Gemara turns to Rav Shesha, Amar Rav Shesha, Minam Minela. Minam, we know they were wearing Big Day Kodesh clothes to Rav Shesha. Says, the Tanya, we have a brighter. What's the brighter telling us? The brighter says, Lishkata Gazit kemin basilki gedola. The Lishkata Gazit was like a big, a basilica. That's obviously the word, right? Like a big basilica, which is like a big hall. In fact, Michael, show us a picture now, please, of your basilica. We'll see a color picture now coming up of basilica. Here's a basilica. Look what a basilica looks like. A big chamber. Can't really see it very clearly. Okay, well, big chamber with lots of arches. That's a destroyed one, I think. That's a ruins. But if you want to see a real basilica, that's not a ruins. So let's see a black and white picture. Can you see here? Look at that. That's a basilica. In other words, it's got a big high chamber in the middle, lower areas on the side, lots of arches and pillars along the way. The reason why it's high up is so that light can come in, like a factory type of structure. So that light can come in there into the thing from the sides. And it's a very big chamber, right? We all know what a basilica are. You go into them and wherever you travel around Europe, you see these things. Okay. So he says like this. This is the brighter. The brighter says, Lishkata Gazit came in basilica. It was a big area, Lishkata Gazit. And there was the Pais, Aita Pais to Mizrachah in the eastern side. The Zakan Yoshev Maharava, and the Zakan would sit in the western side. Now, remember, we learned this lots of times about sitting in the Beit HaMikdash. Just by the way, we learned, we're going to see in a moment, that only the Gemara quotes here, that only Malchei Beit David that can sit in the Beit HaMikdash. I saw in the Shlach this morning, he quotes in Yerushalmi, and it says, even Malchei Beit David aren't allowed to sit in the Beit HaMikdash. Which is completely sorted to Agra. The Yerushalmi says, no one can sit in the Beit HaMikdash. Interesting to know that. Anyhow, so this is Rav Sheshet's proof. There was this Lishka, and he says there, Rashi, that's where they did the pious, right? And there's Basiliki, and the pious was in the Mizracha. Look at Rashi. All the group would go stand in the east side of this place. And the west, he'd sit, the guy in charge of the pious, instructed when he'd sit in the western side. And Masura Shah changes that to a kuchliar. That kuchliar is like a snail shell that I sent you the picture this morning, which means that they never stood like in a big, wide, open circle. They stood in a spiral circle. And Shlanzal says the reason for that is that they wouldn't have to see each other to know when the numbers were going to end. Before we started recording this year, we said this is a bit mind-boggling here. The extent to which the Beit, you know, the Kohanim were involved to make sure they wouldn't cheat. Because if it was just a big wide open circle, you'd be able to calculate when that number was going to end. Now, being a spiral, you can't actually see how many people are around you. It's difficult to count what's going on. So they would stand like this.
Whether the place was in the first Beit HaMikdash or not?
Yeah, you were babysitting yesterday in Jerusalem. We discussed it yesterday that it appears, even though I haven't got any concrete proof, but from talking to Rabbah and to Noam, we all came to the conclusion that it seems pretty certain that this took place in the second Beit HaMikdash, and there wasn't really a Masorah that stayed fast and held fast from Beit Rishon. And then we discussed the idea of that we saw in the Gemara yesterday, 2 days ago, that Menashe killed everybody, and that was like set the tone for Beit Sheni. Also, that's very difficult to understand because there was a 7-year gallop between them, and there was no real Masorah, and no one knew what was going on in Beit Rishon to Beit Sheni. So to say that the killing in Beit Rishon was set the tone for the behavior in Beit Sheni 70 years after Galut, bit difficult. That whole idea is a bit difficult. But it seems like what we're talking about here is, unless the Gemara mentions it specifically, is in Beit Sheni. So now this is the whole story we saw. That he takes off the hat and he throws off the hat. Listen, that's very important. He throws off the hat of the guy who's now where the count is starting. And he says as follows, and if you think they were wearing big day chol, regular clothes, so mitznefet, the big day chol, mi'ika, does a coin of a mitznefet, the mitznefet, by definition, is one of the arba big day kodesh. He's got the kutonet, the bad, the mitznefet, and the avnet. He's got the pants, the tunic, the belt, and the hat. And the Mishnah says he took off his mitznefet. So it's pasha that he must be wearing big day kodesh. Rav Sheshet says. So everyone says, in, yes, not a problem. There was a mitznefet in big day chol. Can the Tanya Rav Yehuda Vita Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda? He says, we've got this brighter over here. We learned in a brighter. We'll see it in 10 days' time. And he says, Kohen shasta lo imo ketonet oved ba'avodat yachid. A Kohen whose mother knitted him or sewed him a kutonet, a tunic, when he's doing his in private work, he's not aware of that. And I saw the idea this morning, Steinzel's quoted, I think it was the Ritva, who says that this idea of the Kohanim walking around all day, even when they weren't Kohanim, in non-Kodesh clothes, which resembled Kodesh clothes, to make them familiar with their Kohanim, with their big day kahuna. So Kohanim would have like a mock-up clothing. They walk around wearing a kutonet and wearing an avnet and wearing a mitznefet. So they'd be Kohanim. Right? the Kohanim walking around during the rest of the year, taking one who experience being what a Kohen is. So I park my car here under the shopping center here by the McDonald's. So the parking attendant, the guard, the shomer for the parking, he hasn't got a booth or a table or a butka or whatever. And I often drive in and I'm morning, I see him eating his breakfast, sitting his car's there, and he's got electricity plugged into his car to keep, I don't know what it is. And it's like his office is his car, and he's sitting in a chair and he's eating on another chair in front of him. So I always see him, and I talk to him in the morning, I drive in, I'm friendly with him. So I said to him, listen, do you want me to arrange for you to get a table? I can ask the owners of the canyon to maybe supply you with a small table here so that you can eat. So he says, nah, Tazov, I'm leaving here in a few days. He's still there, by the way. Yeah, I'm leaving here in a few days. I'm gone. I told the Balabait, I can't be like this. He says, you know, and he says to me, now, I'll be honest with you, I always thought he was a Druze or an Arab or something. He says, Ani Kohen. He says, Tagidli, Matim le Kohen. לאכול ככה, ככה כהן צריך לשב ולאכול. לא, לא אכול, אמרת לבעל הבית, אני עוזב, I can't be like this, how can a Kohen be treated like this? So and he was serious. By the way, I've discovered now that he's not a Druze. He was actually a hairdresser. He got divorced, miskin, and he had to set his hairdressing salon. But now he decided the Baal HaBayit isn't providing with proper facilities, going back to having a hairdressing salon. But yeah, this has been going for quite a while, and he's still around. But did you see Kohanim? Yeah, the fact that it wasn't lost on him that this wasn't the way for a Kohen to be treated. Right? So these Kohanim over here, they walk around during the week dressed as Kohanim with their kutonet and their mitznefet because they were Kohanim. It's interesting about the idea of Imor. Now, we had that as well. Remember, we had the idea of the Kohen Gadol. We said that we learned. When the guy was in Ir Miklat, that the Kohen Gadol's mother would come and bring him clothes and cakes, so he wouldn't daven that as we die. The mother's an important part here. Why didn't his wife make him this, or why didn't his sister, or his mother? Okay. So he says like that the Kohen would make it. So he says, "Ashtalimo, k'lono v'ravayachid." So now we basically couldn't prove from here. So we brought two brighters, a mission of brighter, one to support of Nachman, one to support of Sheshet. Each of them got a good answer why that can't be a proof. We haven't got a solution yet of whether it was Big Day Kodesh, Big Day Chol. And I saw I showed you the Rabbi Nechanan, who paskened Aloha, like Rabbi Rav Sheshet, he said, Isurei ke Rav Sheshet. But now the Gemara wants to pick up on something else here. It's like Amar Abaya. Abaya says, Shma mina, Lishkat HaGazit. We can hear from this story over here, it's going to get Chetziah B'Kodesh v'Chetziah B'Chol. So the first thing he wants to say, we can learn that the Lishkat HaGazit was half in the Kodesh and half in the Chol. Right? Why does he want to say that it was half in the Kodesh and half in the Chol? We'll see in a moment. Right? Just trying to find. Lishkat HaGazit is number 23. It's that big, big, big chamber. Very good. And it's, you can see that a part of it is in the outside, the Azara. Right? In the Kodesh and part of it in the Chol. That's what he says over Abaya. He says, Shema mina was Lishkat HaGazit b'Kodesh HaGazit. Ushma mina, we can learn from this as well, from this brighter. Shnei Petachim Ayula, must have had two doors. Echad Patuach Bakodesh, Echad Patuach Bachol. Now, this is amazing why. Listen to the proofs. It's great to know these things. He says, the Is Al Kedatach Kula Bakodesh. Firstly, he says, if it was all in the Kodesh, so what Zakain Yoshe B'Marava, how could a Zakain sit in the west? Bahamar Mar. And we've learned this in this Gemara many times already. We saw it earlier on, and we'll see it again later on. Ein Yeshiva Bazarat Lamacha Beit David Bilvat. Only Beit David's in the Azara. Rashi says, "Shematzilu ben Yeshiva shenema v'yavo amelach David v'yeshiv lifnei Hashem." This is in Shmuel Bet. V'yomer mi anochi u mi beiti v'chule. So he said, "V'yisak." Just I mentioned that the stands out said in the Yerushalmi that even they can't. I'm not sure how they deal with this pasuk in the Yerushalmi. V'yisak adatach kule b'chol. So now it couldn't all be in Kodesh because now could he sit? On the other hand, it couldn't all be in Chol. Why? Pais b'mizracha. Because we said that the pais was in the eastern side of the Lishkat Gazit. V'ha ba'ina, and we need the pais to be b'veit Elohim, nahalech b'regesh. Right? We already saw that. That the pasuk, it's a pasuk in Tehillim, it's asher yachdav namtik sod b'veit Elohim nahalech b'regesh. We said we make all the noise, make all the excitement in the Beit Hashem. So it has to be in the Azara. So that's the first thing. It's half Kodesh, half Chol. Otherwise, you couldn't sit on the one side and you couldn't do the pious on the other. If it was all Kodesh, you couldn't sit. All Chol, you couldn't do the pious. The Eve, and now, he says over here as well, he said it had two doors. Now he says, like a Sabaya, let's see. If you only had one door, where would the door be? Either the door be from the Kodesh, from the Azara, or the door be from the Chol, from the outside the Azara. Now let's look what's going on here. If you want to say Petach Hadiyash or Petach Lakodesh, or Patuach Lakodesh, it's from the Kodesh side, Zaken Yosheb Ma'arava. How could the Zaken sit? Vatnan, amazing this. This is an amazing, amazing, amazing Mishnah, this, from a Sechei Pesachim. Halishkot Habnuyot Bachol, the Lishkot that were built in the Chol, Uptuchot Akos, the door was from the Kodesh, Tochan Kodesh. Even though the whole Lishka splelt, what do you say, like balat, I wanted to say bolted. How do you say it in English? Like balat achutza. Stuck out. Right? Stuck out of the Azara. Protruded. Thank you. Right? Protruded from the Azara. If the entrance was from the Azara, only one door, it was still Kodesh. In other words, the door made it to Kodesh. The other way around. If the entrance was only from the Chol side, pious to Mishracha. How could the pious to Mishracha? It had to be Chol. It had to be Kodesh. And we learned in the Mishnah, Bruyot Bakodesh Ptuchot B'Chol, Tochen Chol. Right? And we learned there, if it's Bruyot Bakodesh, but Ptuchot in the Chol, Tochen Chol, it's Chol. Et Elav, Shema Amina, Shnei Ptachim Ayula, Chavd Bakodesh, Vechav Ptuchot B'Chol. Abai learned from this Mishnah, it's Pashut, that there were two entrances. In other words, the half on the outside would be Chol, the half on the inside would be Kodesh, the door from the inside and the door from the outside neutralized each other, didn't make the whole thing either. And therefore, it went according to the boundaries. The Kohanim could do their pais on the eastern side, inside the Chol Kodesh, and the Zaken could sit on the western side, where we still didn't manage to solve the story of the clothes, other than the Machlokes Rabbi Shesh, Rabbi Nachman, we go according to Rabbi Shesh. Okay, the next pais. Now we start with the second pais. So the first pais was for Trumat Kadeshi.
It's the same principle like we learned with the opening of the bottle of wine. Automatically, if it's open, then it sort of
right. It absorbs the kedusha entrance. It's got one entrance. Okay.
Same sort of idea. Same idea.
Okay. So now our pais are shining. The second pais. So what was the second pais for? Second pais was mi shochet, who does shchita, mi zorek, who does rika, mi medashen mizbeach apnimi. Not the Trumat Hadesh was really outside. Who now goes inside to the Heichal and cleans out the golden Mizbeach? Mishochet, Rashi Zavi, we're speaking particularly about the Korban HaTamid. Mishochet et HaTamid, right? Then, and the Zrik, etc. Mimashet et HaMenorah, who does the addition of the menorah, which quite Mima Le'evarim LaKevesh. And now, who brings up all the parts of this Korban Tamid to the Kevesh? Now, here, if you count the Kohanim so far, we've got Mishochet, one, who does a shchita. Mizorek, two. Mi medashen mizbeach apnimi, who cleans the mizbeach inside, three. Mi medashen tamanora, who cleans the menorah, four. Now we've got like a subcategory. Mi male evarim lakevesh. Okay, so we've got harosh vaharegel is one. So we've already got four, right? So put four aside, now let's start counting anew. So we've got harosh vaharegel.
Mishochet is
For the Korban HaTamid. Rashi says over here, Mishochet HaTamid. This is just the morning Mishochet HaTamid, yeah. So we got there now, Ma'aleh Evanim Rakevesh, Harosh V'Aregel is one. Ushtei Yadai, the four hands are two. Look at Rashi of the Harosh V'Aregel, Shel Yamin B'Kohen Echad, V'Shnei Yadai B'Kohen Shaini. Rashi points out they're separate ones, right? Ha'oketz, what's the oketz? I said, okay, it's Hua Zanav. That's the tail. Vaharegel shall small, but Kohen Shlishi. So the oket, the tail, and the left side of the leg, the back legs, right, is the Vaharegel. So oket Vaharegel is a Kohen. Vahaze Vahgeira. Look at Rashi. Chaze. Who, the Bach adds in over here, Shuman Hachaze. So we say Chaze here, we mean the Shuman Hachaze. Haroe takarke, basically the bottom of the chest, the lower part, which sees the floor. V'chotchinoto mikan mikan below rashay atzlaot. And you cut it off without the ribs. The ribs are part of the sides, the tfanot. Ushteya tfanot, that's the two sides, right? Or the, is the fifth is now our fifth kohen. Vaha kirvayim, right? That's the sixth kohen. Now we've got hasolet. Now we've got to take up the flour. Rashi says isaron leminchat niskosh shel tamid. This is for the nisach of the tamid. That's the seventh kohen. Vachavitin, right? This is the omelet. Now look at the Hagodah Bach over here. He says over here on Ote, he says vachavitin chatzi isaron lemincha shel kohen gadol. For the Kohen Gadol's the for his omelet. Shekarev ima tmidim b'chol yom. It was done with the korban tamid every day. It says in Vayikra, machtzita b'bok machtzita b'erev v'samich le'al machvat b'shemen ta'aseh l'achach karui chavitin. It's called the chavitin. Okay, that's the eighth coin. Right? So we've got eight. And how many we have early on? We had Misha Shochet, Mizorek, Mimidashen, Mimidashen et HaMenor, Mimidashen, that's four. And 8 and 4 is 12. I'm missing one because there's Shlosh Esrei. So what have I missed? The Paishan is Mishochet, Mizorek, Mibinashen, 3, Mibinashen Amenorah, then Arosh Varegel, Shtei Adayim, Oketz Varegel, Chazeh Vagerah, Shtei Atfanot, Akerbaim is 10, Hasolet 11, Achavitin 12, Ayayim. Thank you. Sorry, I left out the Yayin. Shkoach. Okay, Vahayayin. Okay, the Yayin, Shalosh Lugin Shel Nisuch Lekeves Atamit. The three lug which goes so all these into the Keves HaTamid, the Chavit, the Kohen Gadol, the story, etc. 13, 13 Kohanim Zachubo. 13 Kohanim were involved in the Korban HaTamid of Boker. Right? Rashi there says there, 13 Kohanim. Befai Zeh HaEchad, 13 Avodot Kohanim and Yot Kan. Okay. Now the Mishnah says, ends off by saying, Amar ben Azai, Liv Rabbi Akiv, Mishum Rabbi Yoshua, he says, Derech hilucho haya karev. The way that an animal walked, Rashi is b'chayav, haya karev atamid, we'll see. The way that the animal walked, that was the order that they did the kirva. The shechtet, they brought, remember the korban atamid is a korban ola. Korban ola needs nituach, they do have shet, they flay it, they cut it up into pieces, and then they start carrying up the parts onto his back. And you see over the amud, a machloket about that, right, of how it is done. But remember, just go quickly. Rosh, regel, first head and legs, then the foreheads, the tail, and the back leg, the chest, and then the sides, the shoulders and the ribs, etc. And that's how it was. All, and then the innards. Okay, that's the Tanakhama. That's our Mishnah. So, Ibaile, good answer question. Kesheim mefaisin labuda achan mefaisin or diem lechol avod vavodayim mefaisin. He says when they did a pius, says Rashi. When they did this, he says, Kagon went to the word Avodah, Chat Mephaisin, Kagon Mishochet, Ukeshele Yiske Mishzachal Shchita, Shuv Ein Pais Lashash Tavish Avodot, Ela Koanim Shmukafin Minonim Shachin Acharav Kafi Sere Mishnatainu. Right? Is it that they did one Pais for the Garden Shchita? Now we landed on the Garden Shchita, now he go to his right, and now choose the next 12 Kohanim that came to his right. We don't do 12, 13 Paisim. Piasin, I think is the Hebrew word. Right? So the second one would do Zrika, and the Shlishi to Israel would do Dishon, and he's back in Revi, would do Benor, Velechain Kulan. That's the one option. There's only one Pais, or Dilma, maybe not. Or Dilma, Lechol Avodah Vavodah, Yuchoshinu Mochin, it's Boatein, and Minyan Vavodah, it's 13 times they did this whole story. That's the Gemara's question. Was it a one-off and then just rolled back? Or was it 13 times that they did? What's this, Douglas? Toshma, let's try and solve from a brighter. Arba piasot ayusham. I didn't actually punctuate that. I always said paisot. But in the shir I heard of Baruch Shalom Kohen, is the Taimani expert in Hebrew. He said they actually say piasot. I'm never piasot, say yeah, in the Gemara piasot.
The Gemara in the Koran says piasot.
Piasot with a shva.
With the shva under the pay.
Here as well. Arba payasot here as well. The shva. Okay. Very good. All right. She says, Toshma, Arba payasot ayusham. Ve'isal kedatach lechol avoda hen mefaisin. Tu v'habu. Quite surprised. It says that bottom line, this must be a Gemara in Masechet Tamid. Right? Actually, in our Gemara, we saw it already. It says there were four payasot. It was a Mishnah, actually. We saw this. Four payasot. So four pasuk means that they only did it four times. And if there was for every time, then like it would be 13, there would be many, many more. So Rav Nachman doesn't like it. Rav Nachman Yitzchak, no. Achik Amar, Arba Pamim, Nichlesin Nafis. He says, no, that Mishnah we said, the Arba Payasot, just means that four times a day they gathered to do pious. But there were many, each of those gatherings, there were plenty Payasot. So we can't prove from that brighter means nothing. And we'll try again with another brighter. Tosra, Yudomer, this is a Gemara later on tomorrow. Yudomer, lo haya pais the machta. He said that there wasn't a pais of here for the lemachta. Right? What's the machta? Remember that when it came to the ketoret, ela kohen shezacha beketoret, omer leze shemo, zache imo bemachta. Remember, we had to remember this a little bit differently about the ketoret. So now, when it comes to what's the process of the ketoret? I think Rashi says it. He looks at Rashi inside. He says it nasty. He says, "Keshayu mefisin the ketoret when they did the pais for the lottery for the who's going to get the ketoret." Now, matnitin chadashim mekhtamim. We learned that only the new guys for ketoret. You never had a chance to ketoret twice. Why? Because we said that it made you rich. Remember, they said mitashrim, and therefore they called the guys who hadn't yet had a chance. They do lottery from them. So now guys would come, buy you the efisu, they'd come. Va'ketoret shicha shnei kohen. You need two kohen to do ketoret. Echad shem olicha ketoret lehechal, u'maktiro. One actually takes this incense to the hechal, to the mizbeach ketoret, and lights it. Ve'echad shechote gechalim al mizbeach achitzon, u'machnis lehechal, and the mizbeach apnimi. One has to go with a spade, take burning hot coals off the mizbeach outside, and bring it in. It can't be the same kohen. Like the Absalom led to use the fire to burn the ketoret. If in the camel, we'll see that after the bemei, we craft from a pasuk. She gechalim mizbeach apnim, not li mizbeach chitzon. Every day they take mizbeach coals. Rabbi Yehuda, lo ayum afisin mishlochei b'machta, ele mi yizkei b'ketoret. U'mishlocha ba. So Rabbi Yehuda says they never did a separate lottery for the guy who would take the coals, but the guy who won the lottery drew the ketoret, he would say to his friend, or mel a lottery friend, or with the other not on the guy to his right, zachei b'machta. This is proof from this writer. They didn't do it for every single avoda. Because we see for the machta, they didn't do it. So again, the Gemara says, no, that's not good proof. Why? Shani machta v'ketoret, dechada avoda hi. That's all considered one avoda. So even though there were two kohanim, it was one avoda, and it wasn't a separate avoda, so it's not a proof at all here that there were lots of... On different, it's not a proof either way. You can't prove that there weren't actually many paisim and it was all done by the guy to his right, because ketoret was a unique situation. Ikad Amri, Gemara says, Dafke machtava ketoret. The Chadavod, Gemara says, Ikad Amri, they say that specifically ketoret, Aval Sharavodet bypass. On the other way around, the first answer was that he has no proof that there were others. It was just the ketoret that there were many, but really there weren't others. Gemara says, no. Ikad Amri, the other way around completely. That with the ketoret dafke here, they never had a pais for the separate ones. But other avodas, they did have a pais. There were lots of pais. The Gemara says, no. Machta itchichelei. He says, no. This is important. The ketoret, you can't do. The ketoret is dafke, stressing the fact about the machta. Why? Salkera dechamina, hoyil velo shchicha, since it wasn't a very common, it was only done twice a day. Rashi says, yaktor elipamayim liyom, she'en aktor bar didava. You can't bring ketores in a dava. So there were lots of other korbanot during the day where kohanim were being doing shchita and kabbat, etc. People were being in a davot all the time. Ketoreb wasn't in a dava. It was limited to a day. So therefore it was very rare on the one hand. Ooh, me'atra, like we said. It had characteristics, masheta or skin bar. Rashi says, makes the guys who did it rich. So therefore, nitkin la pais bifnei atzma. It had a pais all of its own. And as a result of it having a pais all of its own, you can't really learn anything from this, right? That so therefore, kamash melan, that you probably can't really prove anything from here about having more or less paisim in it, right? That here, if they in a situation like this, where we're so unique and so special, and here they only limited it to one pious, even though there were two people, then with all the others, which were regular, I suppose happened in, also only happened to all the korban tamid happened twice a day, but the other korban happened once a day, they wouldn't have separate pious. So we seem to prove a plavia that maybe it was only once there, not sure. The Gemara tries to give another bright, Toshwan, Tari Bichia. Lo l'chol avodah avodah mefaisin. He says there wasn't a pais for everything.
Another question. All the kohanim who were healthy and were okay, did they all have jobs?
Look, they're all... So look, it wasn't all the kohanim. It was only a certain... They were seven to Mishmerot, and there were seven Mishmerot, 7 weeks, and each day one family would work. So there weren't the hundreds of kohanim in the family. It wasn't like all the... On Shabbos, all the six families would all work together. But during the week, it was one family. So how big was it? I don't know, maybe 100 kohanim in the Beit HaMikdash at a time. I don't know. And there was enough work to go around for them. There were 13 paisim here. Well, there's the Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim. Another 13. There were Nedavot. They were coming in all day long. There was the Ketoret. If you start working out all the stuff, and we'll start seeing over here that there were also Avodot, which they never had a pais for, which were handed out for them to do. There was guys going around locking up. There was closing the gates. We saw all these things. Kohanim would stay up late, get up early. There was tons of the probably did a bit of what they call Avodat Rasar, you know, where they did cleaning up as well and sweeping up and cleaning the toilets. You know, there's a lot of happening place, the Beit HaMikdash. I don't think that you could be, if you wanted to, you would you'd be bored. Unless you wanted to, you wouldn't be bored. I don't think. But yeah, so Toshma, it brings the third attempt now to try and prove whether we're more or one lottery. There wasn't a pious for every single avoda. El kohen shezachah betamid, the kohen who won the tamid, shnei masar echav, a kohanim nimshechinimo, shma mina. That's the deal. Conclusive. We're quite a bright here. Pashut. That there was one pious, and he would schlep 12 his kohanim around with him, and he would carry on. Okay. So now, the Gemara goes back now. We said in the Mishnah, a pious hasheini. Right, what was the pais hasheini? Just in the Mishnah, we said, pais hasheini, mi shochet, mi zorek, mi bedashen. Now, we experts in the avoda of the korban. What is the avoda? There is shchita. Come on. Shchita. Kabbalah. Holacha. And zrika. Right, so there's the shechting, the receiving of the blood, the walking, carrying the blood to the Mizbayach, and then the Zrika throwing the blood. In the Mishnah here, we had Mishochet or Mizorek. So there's a bit missing here, right? What's missing? There's the Kabbalah, receiving the blood, and Holacha, and taking the blood. The Gemara says like this, Ibayaleu, Mima Kabel. Who does Kabbalah? We're missing Kabbalah. Alright, so... So Rashi says over here, Mima Kabel Dama Tamid. Says Kevan de lo mane lama madnitin kohen shmamina chad mihani avida. So that's pashut that since we never gave a separate kohen, that one of the kohanim that we mentioned over here, he must also do the Kabbalah. So is it shochet mekabel? Maybe the dog did shchita. Why would we think he would do it? Diamarta zorek mekabel. Because look, who is it? There's the Kohen who did Shechita, the Kohen did Zrika. Because in the middle of the Shechita and the Zrika, there's the Kabbalah and the Halacha. So it's one of those two. Either the Shochet does it, or the Zorek does it. Then we said that maybe it's the Shochet. Well, even if it says the Zorek, Agav Chavivute lo mekabale lekule dam. There's a chashash of, yeah, if you say it was the guy who did the Zrika, what's that concern? He's so excited to go redo the Zrika, and we don't need all the blood for the Zrika, let's be honest. We collect all the blood, we don't do all the Zrika for the blood. So he might not bother collecting all the blood, right? That's the one pop. That's the one issue. Or deal, Mazorek Mecha, maybe not. Maybe the Zorek is the guy who it does it. The Amad Shochet, you say the Shochet, Zimne de Shachit Zar. We know that Shchita is kosher, Zar kosher b'Shchita. We've done it before, seen it before, right? In the Kabbalah, the Holacha, and the Zrika, only a Kohen can do. But Shchita could be a Zar. See, if you say that the Zar, that the Shochet is the guy doing the Kabbalah, what's the story now? When the guy's not a Kohen, then who does the Kabbalah? All right, look at Rashi. He says, even the Shechet Zar, she Shchita k'sher b'Zar, v'akabbalah p'sulebosh, nema v'yikra v'shachat et ben ha-bakar, v'yikrivu ha-kohanim et adam. The Pasuk says, yeah, v'shachat et ben ha-bakar. We just shechted. No one, not mention who shechted. V'yikrivu ha-kohanim et adam, says, mi kabbalah v'aylech b'tzvat kohuna, nimele la-shchita sh'ksher b'zar. That's the word in the Pasuk. So Gemara says, okay, let's try to bring it right here. Toshma, ben katin, Rashi tells us here, Ben Kati was a Kohen Gadol. Right? So Ben Katin asa Shnei Masar Dad Lekiyor. During his time, when he was a Kohen Gadol, he built that big water feature, okay, which had the David, that was for you, right? That had the twelve spouts, right? The 12 spouts, and that Kadesh Yushta Meshechava Kohanim Aoskim B'Tamid Makadshin Yedehen Bragdei B'Vanachat. That there were 12 Kohanim involved in the Korban HaTamid, right? V'Yisal Kedatach Shochet Mekabel. And if you think that there was a Shochet, right? The Shochet was Mekabel. So then, Tleisar Havei, there should be 13. Look at Rashi, how does it work? So Ben Kati Kodeh B'Tetzeshu Yotek Ben Mayim, Tleisar Sharei, Shloshesh Avodot Nimnu B'Mishlatenu, B'Avodot Pais HaTamid. And Asher HaShchita Ein Atuna Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. Afilu Keshi B'Kohen, Lefi Shehi Avodah Shehi Kesher B'Zar. It says, interesting thing, we counted 13 Avodahs in our Mishnah. So why would we only have 12 taps? So it says, yeah, the reason why Ben Katin only but 12 taps is because the Kohen, even if he's a Kohen who does the Shechita, he doesn't need Kiddush Yadayim Ragam to wash his hands and his feet. Why? Because Shechita is also a kosher bazaar. So therefore, it hasn't got the status of a Kahuna Avoda. So even when the Kohen does it, he doesn't need Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. So it's only from Holacha, in other words, the other 12 jobs. But from Olacha onwards, the Kohen has to do it. But from the, so he says, from Elisha, Shechita and to the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, Afilu Kishi Kohen, Lefi Shehi Avoda Shehi Kesher Bazaar, V'yamad Shochet Mekabel. If you're going to tell me that the Shochet does Kabbalah, now I've got a problem. Because Kabbalah isn't Avoda that's only kosher B'Kohen. It isn't Avoda that's Doreshet Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. So if my Shochet is the same God doing Kabbalah, then the Shochet would have to do Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, and there isn't a tap for him. Only 12 taps. You got it? Right? So he says, Nimtza Shehut Tzarich L'Kadesh Yadayim Raglayim B'Shvil HaKabbalah. So that's what the Brita says, that it can't be that the Shochet is the one who does the Kabbalah. Elalav Shmamina Zorek Mekabel Shmamina. So it must be the God doing the Zrika. He now is the one that does the Kabbalah. He's already included in the 12 guys who do Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, and therefore he can now go and do the Kabbalah, not a problem. Right? Amalei Rav Acha Bered Rav Rav Ashi Af Anami Tanina Shachat HaShochet VeKibel HaMekabel Uva Lo Lizrok Shma Mina Shachat HaShochet Then VeKabel HaMekabel Uvalo Lizrok. Who's the guy's the Zrika? Uvekabel HaMekabel Uvalo Lizrok. The guy did the Kabbalah. He does the Zrika. Shema Mina. Okay, so the big question here that everybody should be asking is, and I'm almost sure that I saw that, and I can't find it where it's on the daf. It was a Tosfot Yeshanim. I think he said, yeah, maybe, why don't we, so did the Zorek do the Kabbalah, the Holacha, and the Zrika? Seems like he got three Avodas.
He did the Holacha as well.
The three Avodas. I don't know where I saw that. I did see something like that.
Yeah.
Maybe they went to Chanana. I don't know. Any question? But it appears from here that that the Kohen...
I think you would say that once he does the Makabel, the Makabel, automatically then it's implied that he does the Halakha as well.
Yeah, that's the Iraq, because now the Kohen doing the Halakha, the Holakha. Okay. Mm-hmm. So now, Ta'amar ben Azai, Rabbi Akiva. Now we go back to the Mishnah. And the Mishnah said there at the end, we said, Amar Rabbi Akiva, Mishum Rabbi Shuret, Derech Hiluchol Hayah Karev. The order of the way that the animal would walk while he was alive, that is how they would bring up the pieces, piece by piece, to the Mizbeach. The Gemara brings a brighter. Tell him, Ketzah Derech Hiluchol. How? What's Derech Hiluchol? Rashi says, yeah, Ketzah Derech Hiluchol Shel Tzad Harosh Kodmin HaKodem Kodem. Okay, in other words, okay, Harosh, we got the Rosh. Now, I made myself here a bit of a chart of here just to see what's going on. Truth be told, is that I thought it was more difficult than it really is. It's not so simple. If you remember, let's stop for a moment and go back to the Mishnah. In fact, that'll help us. Go back to the Mishnah for a second and look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah here was, we said that who would do the Ma'aleh? We said the Rosh and the Regel. Then the Shtei Adayim, the front legs. Then the Oketz V'Aregel, the tail and the back legs. Then the Chazer V'Gerah, we said the fat under the chest. Then the Shtei Defanot, which is all the sides, the two sides of the animal, which includes like all the shoulders and the ribs, etc. V'Akevayim and the innards. Okay? If you look here, our Mishnah is going to, the brighter we're going to quote over here, says, Ketza Dechlucho, it's Arosh V'Aregel, HaChazer V'HaGerah. We had Chazer and Gerah 6 and 7. Here's really Gerah over here now. Is Gerah v'Chazer is after Rosh. Sorry, after Rosh and Regel, which is 3 and 4. Ushtei Adayim. We had Shtei Adayim in the Mishnah after Rosh v'Regel. Here Shtei Adayim comes after Chazer v'Gerah. Then Shtei Defanot. Right? We had Shtei Defanot towards the end. And then Oketz v'Haregel. And now the Oketz V'Aregel, we have the Oketz V'Aregel 4 and 5. So you can see different orders over here between how our Mishnah quotes the order and where the Brides Tanakama and the Brides quoting the order. Rabbi Yossi Omer, so the Tanakama says Derech Hilucho. Rabbi Yossi says no. We bring up the pieces Derech Pshetto Ayakarev. What do you mean Derech Pshetto? It's Mitzad HaRaglayim V'Tarosh. Remember the Hefshet that would Mafshit from the bottom up. They cut the legs, then lift it up all the way over the head. So we go from legs upwards. So look at Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi agrees that we stop with the Rosh. We'll see that in a moment. Rabbi says, Derech Pshetto Ketzad, Derech Pshetto, HaRosh, then HaRegel VaOketz, then the tail. Right? So we had Oketz as number, we had Oketz in the Tanakama, had Oketz number 4. Yeah, he's got Rosh Regel Oketz number 3. Vaharegel Ushtei Defanot. So now he's got Regel Ushtei Defanot. We had that was 5 and 8. He's got Regel Ushtei Defanot now 4 and 5. Ushtei Adayim. And then Achazer Bagera. Different order. Rabbi Akiva's got a different order. Rabbi Akiva says no. Derech Nituchho Hayach Karev. The way they would actually cut it up into pieces. Remember, because the Korban Ola has to have Nituch, be chopped up. Rashi says, yeah, Kaseh Shem and to after they've already cut it up, after they've flayed it, how they would cut it up, every would limb by limb. V'sen Nituchom HaFurish B'Masechet Tamid, all the B'Masechet Tamid, K'mo Shu Sidur Kan, like I said, Uriah, Kaseh Nituchom HaFurish, K'shu Menatech, Noten Kol Ever V'Ever Lefi Shezachah Bo. And as the guy, the butcher there, is chopping it up, he would hand it to the guy who was Zoche that particular piece. Everybody's got everything. V'Ochin, U'Molichin, and they go one by one up the Kevesh. Zeh This is the machloket over here. Now the question is, which way would they walk up? Because the one opinion is the way the animal walked while he was alive, head first. The other one is the way they'd be flayed in. The other one is when we chopped up the meat. But whichever the order was, that was the order they would walk up the kevish. Okay? So that's what's going on over here. So we've seen here so far three different orders. And our Mishnah is a different order altogether. It's actually four different orders. There's Derech Hilucho over here, Derech Hefsheto, Derech Nitucho. And our Mishnah's got its own order. So the Gemara says like this. Rabbi Yossi Agli Kadzer. So Gemara says like this. That was Rabbi Akiva. Then Rabbi Yossi Agli Omer, Derech Iluyav Ayakarev. Right? Sisa Vieruka Rashi said, Derech Meitav Shelo, order of like the fattest. What's the best part of it? Went into the best pieces. Right? Umivchar Nitchav Amuvchar Kodim. The choicest pieces, the choicest cuts would go first. Right? So he says, Ketzer Derech.
Two different opinions?
We've got here so far, we've seen Derech Hilucho, how the animal walked. We've seen Derech Hefsheto, how they flayed, or the order of flaying. Derech Nituchho, the way that they cut it up. Now we're seeing a fourth opinion, Derech Iluyav, according to its prime beef section.
The second was Rabbi Yossi and the fourth was Rabbi Yossi.
No, Rabbi Yossi Aglili. The one Rabbi Yossi Stam, not Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Two different Rabbi Yossis. Right? We said now, so Rabbi Yossi, Aglili says how the guy says, Arosh Varegel, then Achazeh, the chest, you can imagine, Dos and Fati, Agaira, Ushtat Fanot, these are the Tefan, the shoulders, the big parts, Vaokets, then the tail, and then the regular Ushtat Adai, and then the feet, right? And that was their order. He says that seems to be the fattiest part. The one asked, Hakativ, Kol Netach Tov, Yerech Vekatev. We've got a brighter that quotes a pasuk, right? And the pasuk says, "Esof nitchea elea in Yecheskel." You gather all the pieces together. Kol netach tov, the best parts. Yerech v'chatef mivchar atzamim malei. First goes the yarech, the thigh bone, and then the shoulder. And we've got over here, according to Iluyav, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, so he's first got the defanot, which is the katef. And then he's got the regal, which is the yarech. So back up your mind here. What's the Uluya? Let's take a bit of a sidetrack for a second. So the Gemara says, no, hibik chusha. That's with regard to a thin animal. What do you mean? Look, Rashi. Yarech mali da'alim. When it's a thin animal, and the katef hasn't got any fat on it, so then we bring up the leg. Why? So Rashi says da'alim, because it's stronger. But look at Chananel here for a moment. He says, hibik chusha, klomar, Ein bashuman hakol atzamoti. This is an animal that's just skin and bones. It's all bones. Ein basar ele bayarech vekatef. He says, so therefore, really the yarech and the katef are into the bones, and there's a bit of meat on. And since there's no meat anyhow, should be in the yarech, because yarech is a stronger part of it. So it's got another mila if they both haven't got any fat in it whatsoever. So back to our story. So now we've seen that we've got four opinions in the Mishnah. In the brighter, and none of them are like our Mishnah. But difficult, right? You got a brighter with four opinions, and none of those orders are like our Mishnah. So Rava's troubled by this. I'm a Rava Bain Tana Didan, Uvain Rabbi Yossi. Rashi points out to Tana Didan, Tana Didan Metin. Rashi says, yeah, Lo Amar Kechad Binayu. He's completely different, not saying any of it. So Rava says, Bain Tana Didan, Uvain Rabbi Yossi, Batar Iluya de Basra Azlinan. He says they all agree that really what he wants to say, I think, is that they don't really disagree. They agree in principle, right? That we're going after Batar Iluya, right? Now, the Rabbi Yossi over here, that then, Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah says, Derech Iluyav is Rabbi Yossi. Not Rabbi Yossi Aglili. And Rabbi Yossi, who says, Derech Hefsheto, is Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Right? Okay. But we still say they're two different people, right? Okay. So now Rabbi Yossi says like this, Bain Rabbi Yossi Aglili, but Lidabashi is Lidan. Mar Azabatar Ivra de Bishra, or Mar Azabatar Shamla de Bishra. One says we go after the Ever de Bishra, the limb, and the one says we go after the fat. Look at Rashi. Man azlo bata ivra. Tana didan olech achar ilui godlaverim. One goes after the... We're still looking at what's the most impressive. But he says we go after the size of... The bigger the aver. And Rabbi Yossi says we go after the fat. He says, based on that, my timer salka regil bahare resha. So how come the leg goes after the rosh, or the head goes together? Right? So he says, mishum deresha nefisha bay atzamot. He says, since the head is full of bones, there's not too much meat on the head, right? So, karva regel bahadeh, the leg goes with it. There's a Likutei Rashi over here from Masechet Tamid, which is really where this Gemara is. It's like it's harosh kvar pirashti shu kodem v'gzera katuv. So the rosh comes first, says Rashi. I already explained that it's gzera katuv, that the head always comes first. Umar tam regel imor, why the leg dafka with him? Mishum duration the fish about somewhat. In the head, there's plenty bones, right? So Salkarigal Bahadeh, we bring the leg with him. Shehu Kulubasar, the leg, talk about the thigh, right? This whole the whole leg, etc. That's full of meat. Vachi Shapi Lamalea. And now it makes sense to bring up together. Shetehei Bahaktara Atzamot Ubasar, right? He says to have bones and meat together when you're doing the burning. Vain Bashum Evre Kokach Basari Mokarigal. Says the leg. Right, I suppose we know the hind quarter and the fore quarter, that's really all the meat is, right? That's the meatiest part. And since the head's the most important, but it's the least meaty part, it makes sense to bring the meat and the bones together. Gemara says like this: Dechule alma miat. However, once we've set aside this example, what we've spoken about, the kula alma, all the opinions, whether it's Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi Akhlili, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Akiva, who else was it? Atanakama, Tanakama in the Brighter, right? They're all Rosh Karev Beresha. The head goes first. Says Minala. Where do we know that from? Why does the head go first? The word means the Brighter. The Tanya Minayin, Rosh Padar, Padar Shekod Mim Lechol Evarim, right? The head and the fat. The Padar is the fat, right? Where does it come from? Well, how do that goes first? Talmud Omar, Et Roshov Et Pidro, Varach. The word quotes a pasuk over here, which says, from there, we saw this pasuk already. Chop into parts, puts on the wood. So then the Gemara says, now, what about the Idach Pada? There's another pasuk here, Rashi says, the pasuk is not this pasuk, another pasuk that speaks to also the Rosh and the Pada. What's that pasuk all about? Lemai. What's that pasuk doing? Look at Rashi. Rashi is like this. Ha af heim bichlal etachim. It's all part of the chopped up pieces. The bishlam harosh Rashi na leib b'shchitin chulin deitzrich. We need the head. Why the bishlam aviv shit v'archo? Eini bichlal aricha en etachim shehein bichlal afshet. Minan rabot harosh shekvar has who taz b'shchita v'lo ya b'shat afshet. So we understand why the rosh had to be mentioned in that pasuk a second time, because everything here is going to afshet. The rosh has been chopped off. So therefore, the things went according to the order of the afshet, but the rosh isn't there. Right, so therefore, Tamud Lomar et Harosh. We understand why we need to mention the head again. Because you might have a minute, the head is included because the head was chopped off before they did the afshet. Ela said a padar, bichlal amufshatimu, the padar, the fat inside the afshet. So why do you have to have another pasuk for padar? Ulamaikati wakat, but why the seventh pasuk? So the Tanya, we have a brightness like this. Ketzad haya ose, how did they actually do the laying out of the staff? Noten era pader abeita shchita umalehu. It wasn't nice to have the place where the animal had been shechted. So it would cover that with the fat. The pader would cover up the markings so you wouldn't see it. Vzehu derech kavod shomala. And that's a derech kavod of how they do the Rashi says, the fish beita shchita meluchlach b'damarosh. It's all full of blood. They covered it up and made it very nice, more elegant to put on the mizbeach and do the haktara. Okay.